I'm conflicted on days like this, holidays like Easter and Christmas. Don't get me wrong, I agree with David in Psalm, the 122nd Psalm, first verse. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." But what conflicts me is there are a great many people right now that are partaking of the Lord's Supper for the first time this year. And it may be the only time that they do. But that's contrary to what we are instructed to do. There is a right way and there is a wrong way to divide the word of truth. Proverbs, the 14th chapter, verse 12, says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Another one of the main reasons why I'm kind of conflicted at days like this is because of an event that happened in Acts, the 16th chapter, to Paul. There was a lady that had a spirit. And she was following the apostles around saying that these individuals are speaking on behalf of the Most High God. They are the mouthpiece of our mighty God. Several days this occurred. And Paul turns to this lady and casts out the spirit that allowed her to prophesy. And it conflicts me because the lady was saying and broadcasting good things, that these men are sent from God. But what was the motivation behind it? It was mocking. It was not from God. And if there was any kind of, if there was no way for us to do this incorrectly as far as taking the Lord's Supper, then Paul would not have needed to write to the Corinthians and correcting them as to how to partake of the Lord's Supper. You see, in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, it's pretty clear that we're to partake of it in a particular way. And not just once in a while, not just at certain times of the year, but we're to do this on the first day of the week. This is the Lord's day. I was glad when they said, "Let us go to the Lord's house." This is part of our worship. And we are to do this until the Lord comes. We proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. All the things that Tim brought about in the sermon that we just listened to are true, are real. He rose again, and he is coming back again. And it's not an event that we missed. Whenever Jesus comes again, we will all know it. All mankind will know it. There will be no doubt. We didn't miss it. So, since that event has not occurred, we will continue to show the Lord's death until he comes. We will continue to obey what he has commanded. We will continue to remember these emblems that represent the sacrifice that he gave to us as any time that we gather here on the Lord's day. This is our worship. This is our duty. This is our privilege as Christians.